All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, right now I want to talk about our immigration plan. You know, you keep hearing this clamor about the border crises and all of these people who are trying to get in this country, and we just don't have any room for them. We don't need them. And so we got to do everything within us. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Oh, okay. Build the wall, right? Build the wall. Listen to this. Because this is what happens when people don't think for themselves and they allow others to think for them and they don't do any research at all. Yeah, there's a lot of people down at the border. And yes, they want to get into our country. There's no question about that. And yeah, you know, there's a process that people have to go through in order to make it into this country. It's been that way of almost forever. And there is a finite number of people who we allow into this country to become American citizens on a yearly basis, all calculated. But we're at a point right now, Sam, everywhere you go, don't you see signs up saying for hire?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't care where it is, they're looking to hire people.
Mm-hmm.
All over this nation. They can't find enough people to work. How long do you think it'll be that if businesses can't get people to work, how long will they remain viable businesses? For instance, Sam, let's say 540 AM WAUK here in Waukesha needed a talk show host and an engineer like you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody to fill those positions, and they had signs up outside. How long would the radio station remain viable? Wouldn't be here.
No, not for long.
So all of these businesses that need employees clamoring, we just heard the business information about how many more additional jobs were created. 290,000 more, 300,000 more jobs created that they add on to all the 11 to 12 to 25 million jobs that are not filled. And I guess I would ask the rocket scientists on the right how those positions are supposed to be filled.
Crazy. I have a crazy hot take.
What's that?
Maybe you could be a good boss and pay employees properly. It's crazy, I know. But maybe, you know, treating your workers with dignity and giving them a quality wage.
And, you know, even if they did that, there still wouldn't be enough people
no.
to fill those jobs.
Genuinely, no. I have walked, you know, before this job, I was going through many, you know, this is what I went to school for. So I am very lucky that I got this position. But, you know, you got to pay bills.
Right.
And I have seen businesses that I have left because of either being treated poorly or just not making enough money. Genuinely, some of them are out of business now. And
yeah.
I've only been here a couple months.
There are just not enough people in this country of working age because of my generation, baby boomers, who are retiring or dying. And so, you know, there just aren't enough people to cover all the different jobs and businesses that are created. People are creating businesses every day. And there are just not enough people in the country to fill the jobs. So the question becomes, what should happen? The people who create, invest money and create these businesses, if you ask them, they certainly wouldn't say, hey, I don't want to lose. They wouldn't say, I want to lose my business. They would say, I want to do everything within my power to keep my business. But here's the issue. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services announced the availability of 35,000 additional H-2B visas. And what that is those are temporary, agricultural, that's how I mean to say that word, agricultural visas for workers who don't live in our country. And so that is put in place for businesses who say that we have a lack of workers in this country. And so the government created these 35,000 additional H-2B visas or temporary non-agricultural worker opportunities. So now they've exceeded that. And now they're saying, hey, that wasn't enough. We need even more temporary worker visas. And they're accepting temporary worker visas from citizens of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Haiti. Wait a minute. You've got all these people down at the border trying to get into this country. Build that wall. Build that wall. The people who are saying, build that wall. Build that wall have no concept at all about what's happening in the country and the lack of workers to fill jobs. Because if they did understand that, then they wouldn't be saying, build that wall. Because they've been brainwashed to believe that the people at the border are criminals. Well, they're going to let them in and they're going to do this and they're criminals and nobody knows anything about their background. Hey, the businesses that need employees to keep their businesses going want to take the risk on hiring those people. It's been done. Decade after decade after decade, this has been done. So why all of a sudden now do we want to cut it off? This is, again, what just blows my mind about these people on the right who don't understand any of these things. How many different decades and a century or more have we allowed people to cross the border and allowed businesses to hire them and then, you know, allowed them to go back across the border because there's no way you and I would have any fruit or vegetables if it wasn't for those people who come across the border to pick them. There are very few Americans who want those jobs. Just not going to happen. Put them on. Go ahead, man. Talk about the subject that we're talking about.
Earl, thank you. The subject is legal or illegal immigration. Republicans believe in legal immigration.
Okay, CJ, again, did you just hear about the article that I just talked about where they've reached the limit of the 35,000 and still 11 million jobs are still open and available? You know how long it takes to come into this country and go through the process of becoming a citizen. What's going to happen with the 11 million jobs, CJ, that there's nobody to fill them? What's going to happen?
So you want to just open the border because that's what you're doing. That's what's happening. That's exactly 2.5 million illegal undocumented immigrants, Earl, since this guy took office. This guy's failing, and
CJ,
people are watching.
Did you just hear me say that there's 11 million jobs in this country that don't have anybody to do them? Did you just hear that? What's supposed to happen?
That's okay, Earl, because it's for people who are legally here. And your party's looking at future votes. That's what it's all about. The open border,
Lord.
15,000 coming
today. CJ,
what is Biden's solution?
Do you think that the 11 million jobs that are open and available by business people who are both Republicans and Democrats give a rip about what it is you are saying? You think they give a rip about that? Their livelihood is at stake.
I think they do, and they're going to show it in November. They're going to show it. Tim Michaels is going to win big. What's his promises? We're tired of it, Earl.
Hey.
We're tired of watching it. We're living it.
Okay,
it's
man.
It's a nightmare.
Okay, got to go to break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, the problem again with CJ and others like him is they just can't think beyond politics. And, you know, there is a season every year in this country, California, Florida, harvesting, where this nation knows it and has known it for decades, for almost a century, that if you don't allow immigrants from Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador, Mexico, and other entities to come into this country, the borders have been open. Nobody checks to see, you know, if they are criminals. They know that they need to have this produce, picked. It has a short shelf life, and so they keep track of who those people are. And yet, because the insanity and ignorance of people on the right who can't even think it through. If they think for 1 minute they're going to allow the food supply that feeds part of the world to rot on the vines because conservatives build that wall. Build that wall because they are so jaded in their thoughts that they don't want those people to come and get this work done. They're out of their minds. They're going to open the gates. They're going to allow the people to come in and give them visas and fill these jobs. That's going to happen. And whether Republicans don't like it or not, it doesn't matter because, as I stated, every now and then, Sam, I like a piece of fruit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not a carnivore solely. And every now and then, a vegetable or two is pretty good. And the last time, and I've heard that those things are good for you, right? So, you know, every now and then I'll have a salad. But they're not Americans who are going out and breaking their backs picking what goes into a salad. No. No. Our people in this country won't do that. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
All right, first, Earl, you hear that sound?
Crickets.
That's a sound, CJ, of a big blue wave crashing over your head, CJ. That's what that is. Blue wave coming in November.
Hey, can you imagine, Tom, you're in California. Who picks the
our economy, which is the fifth largest economy in the world, that could actually probably survive by itself. If we did not have Latinos, this area of the country, which I don't know how it affects up there in Wisconsin so much, we wouldn't have a economy.
It matters. They wouldn't.
There's actually a movie out there. It's called Life Without a Mexican for a Day or something like that.
Right.
And people should watch it because it would really show them and open their eyes. But you remember, Earl, they're brown and black people. So therefore, you know, that right there.
I do understand that from that side of it, Tom. But I don't understand it from the side that there are more and more job openings and no Americans to fill them. What do they think is going to happen?
Well, that's part of the thing, too, that, you know, you look at Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan let so many people into this country, more so that's their St. Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s. He gave all those people amnesty.
Yeah, because he knew the businesses.
We don't have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. And we have a problem with the fact that they're paying these people that are illegal.
Nothing.
They're not paying them anything. I shouldn't say illegal. I should say undocumented.
Right.
It's actually more documented than actually a term like illegal. So I apologize for that.
And the businesses hire them knowing that they're undocumented.
Absolutely. So the thing is, instead of people getting angry at the actual people that are coming to this country, they should be getting angry at the employers, because they're the ones that are benefiting from the cheap wages that are maybe taking a job away from somebody that actually is a documented person in this country. Also, I'm just so curious, Earl, and I think it really is important. These people that call in, I know it's personal and stuff, but I would love to know how much money they make a year. I would love to know what they do for a living. Because I'll tell you what, since I left Wisconsin 25 years ago, and I have a job where I own my own company, I have a job where I've walked door to door, which I will say this too, when you walk door to door, the people that are probably the meanest, the ones that are actually the ones that say get a job and get out there and work, are actually conservatives, because they got Fox on in the background, and I work for a cable company. But I also own my own business, and I also do other sales. And the thing is, you know, yeah, I make a good living. I make $100,000 a year, but I'm not afraid to say it. And you know what? I think everyone, and that's not great here in L.A., but I think everybody in this country, instead of giving the money to the military-industrial complex, should give the money back to the people that pay it, which is we the people. And I don't understand why it is that you get people like CJ, which, again, I don't know. Is he a billionaire? Is he a millionaire? What is his deal?
Because come on, man.
I really would love to know exactly. I'm guessing that CJ is living on Social Security, and he probably has Medicare. Good questions to ask him, I guess. And would you want to see those programs go away? Because to me, these people just vote against their best interests every which way but Sunday. And they just need to be able – the only way we can understand them is if we understand them a little bit better. They think they're these hardworking people and, oh, I did it all on my own and da-da-da. I could say that. But I came to L.A. with nothing but $10 in my pocket. But you know what? I did it on my own, but I didn't do it on my own. I did it because of the support of people around me. And I did it because of the government. And I did it because of the fact that, you know, yeah, work my butt off. I'd love to go head-to-head with someone like CJ and see if he wants to be mano a mano, who's worked harder in this country to make it what it is. Because I don't think that we're much different. But they always want to make us different. They always want to divide and conquer, like Scott Walker and Widow Hendricks said they wanted to do in Wisconsin. What happened with us all being in this together and realizing that money and politics is the main problem in our whole system?
Hey, Tom.
I would love to know how much they make.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I would just say that people should think before they make the kinds of statements and things that they support. Those who don't want people coming in, our nation needs those people in a drastic way. You got to think about it. Be back. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, I was scanning through a lot of information before this morning's show, I came across this article in the Politico, and it's Bernie Sanders who's appealing to Democrats. Change the course before you nosedive in November. And so what is Bernie Sanders talking about? Bernie Sanders has something to get off his chest. Without a course correction, he sees the Democratic Party on track to get shellacked this fall. Sounds like CJ. That the Democratic Party is going to get shellacked. And I don't think this is, you know, this is new information. It's been out there for a long time. People know that midterm elections, generally, the party that's in control loses a segment of its power. It's happened historically. This is not new. But what Bernie Sanders is talking about is that the Democratic Party has to come up with something tangible to get Democrats excited about the election. And I don't, you know, I'm excited. Well, let me be honest. Am I excited about the election? Not really. Right? I'm just not. I mean, why should I be excited about the election when, you know, just a little while ago, Democrats were in control of everything. When Biden won, when the Democrats controlled the Senate and the House, yes, I was excited because I finally thought we were going to see the changes necessary to make this a better country and to take us back to a time when the people actually mattered. So yes, I was excited during that period of time, as many others were. The scourge of a tyrant was erased. And so we all were excited about that. Mitch McConnell was no longer in charge. And so we were wanting to see the changes necessary to make it a better nation. But that's not the case today. Because of a couple corporate Democrats in Christian Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of the plans and the ideas that made Democrats excited when Raphael Warnock and the other woman who became a United States Senator in Georgia swung the Senate over to Democratic. We all were excited. You guys remember that. Well, here we are. What? A little bit of a year and a half later. And not a whole lot got accomplished. And so now we're facing the prospects of possibly losing the House and the Senate. What is there to be happy about? What is there to be excited about if you're a Democrat? And so Bernie Sanders is sounding the alarm. He's not a Democrat. He's an independent. And he's saying, hey, Democrats, wake up. In the words of Samuel Jackson, when Barack Obama was running the second time, wake the F up. Democrats, listen, you guys got to come up with something. Yeah, I mean, I know it was, you know, something rather difficult to overcome when two of your own put the brakes on everything that could have changed. Can you imagine how things would have been right now if Christian Sinema and Joe Manchin had done the right things, and how excited all of us would be about the future prospects of this nation. But that didn't happen. And now Democrats are facing exile. I'm just, you know, I'm in agreement with Bernie Sanders. He'll be facing exile, which is not good for the nation. Not good for the nation. But it's coming. What Bernie Sanders is asking is that the Democrats come up with something. You got to say, you got to do something. It can't just be, well, we'll send, you know, President Biden, you know, to talk about why it's important that you vote Democrat and why it's important that you vote. People haven't seen the changes that they were clamoring for when, again, the Democrats were in control of everything. I remember it like yesterday. And what we thought was going to take place, and it didn't. But the Democrats have to step forward, and they have to say and talk to their base and say, listen, we tried. We really did. We were doing and talking about all the right things, and we had control, and we tried to get the things that we know you need as American citizens. We put forth the effort, but we didn't know at the time that two of us would part company and blow the whole thing up. Come out and say that. Come out and say that, you know, we've done the best that we could under these circumstances. We're not going to stop fighting for you. We need you now more than ever. I mean, this is what they need to be saying. Not saying anything, you know, not encouraging people. Hey, if you turn this back over to them, you need to understand things are going to be progressively worse than they are now. Give us another chance. You know, we'll do the best that we can to address the two turncoats in Christian cinema and Joe Manchin. If I'm hearing that, I would say, yeah, I get it. I understand how the government works. You know, the filibuster is there. And if you have two of your own kind turning away, people can understand that. But say that. Don't cower. That's not going to do anything to make it better. They've got to say something. You know, time is fleeting. The election day is around the corner. And I know there are Democrats who are frustrated. Number one, they don't want to see the Republicans back in power. It's too soon. We just had them in power. And we saw what they did. Who wants them back? And I know, you know, you Democrats who are listening, this is not that I'm turning against Democrats. I'm saying you've got to do something. Bernie Sanders is right. Being a deaf mute at this time is not the answer. Fight back. You know, get some testicular fortitude. You know what I mean? Find it somewhere. If you don't, well, maybe you don't have it, you know. If you weren't born with it, you can't. I don't, you know, maybe it's hard to create, you know, some of that. But that's what you need. You got to be willing to fight. The people want to see you fight. Don't give in so quickly. I mean, the Democrats, when Christian Sinema and Joe Biden did, excuse me, Christian Sinema Joe Manchin did what they did. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said, well, we don't need to turn on them. Yeah, you should have turned on them. They turned on everybody else. And they should be made pariahs. That's what you got to do. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789. What's wrong with coming up with a different form of the contract for America? Not the contract on America that Newt Gingrich put in place, but a contract for America. Look, this is what we're going to do to make things better for you and your family. Where is that at? Go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. So why don't we Why don't we get the Democratic Party to make a declaration that, you know, we did what we said we were going to do. We attempted to make these things happen. These were unforeseen circumstances with Christian Sinema and Joe Manchin. And our Build Back Better program was directed to do the things that everybody in this country knows needed to be done. We tried. We put forth the effort. We failed. It was not intentional. This is what happened. But you need to know what the alternative is. Why not say those things? You know, why not talk to the people? Why not level with the people? Why stick your head in the sand and then think that, you know, the people are just going to, you know, come out? And or why just accept a beating? Why just accept the fact that we're going to lose this or lose that? I don't understand that. I don't understand. I told you I'm a fighter. I don't understand why they won't fight back. I honestly don't have any idea why. And it's a short period of time before all of this transpires. And they better start now. You know, you can say it's never too late. But it can be too late. And I'm thinking that it's almost too late now. You know, I'm going to reach out to the State Democratic Party next week. And I'm going to reach out to somebody on the National Democratic line next week and bring them on these airwaves and bounce this off of them and ask them, what is their plan? Because right now, I don't know. What is their plan? What are they going to do? Just accept it? Because just accepting it relegates all of us to at least another 2 years of dealing with lunatics. And on a national, it's bad enough to have to deal with lunatics on the local and state levels who don't have anywhere near the power of those on the national level. But man, say something. Come on. You know, it's a representative government. I can make all the noise that I want to make over these airwaves, but it doesn't get anywhere. You guys are representing us. Fight. Fight them. Because they've certainly been fighting you and I. I don't get it. And I just hope that they wake up before it's too late. I really do. Now let me say this before we get out of here. Where's the article? Here's what I mean when you're dealing with Republicans and conservatives. Yeah, have you heard of Tim Michaels? Sam, you see his commercials.
I just heard his commercial on a radio station the other day, and it was, my jaw dropped. That was the craziest commercial I've ever heard.
Well, so he is this great guy because, you know, he's wealthy. And he should be the governor because he's wealthy.
Seems about right.
He checks out.
No.
He inherited the business from his dad. So let's stop talking like he created it. He didn't. He inherited from his father. Well, he grew the business. Okay, fine. He didn't create it. Stop lying. So he came out, he spent all his money. He said, I'm not going to accept money from anybody because I'm free. I don't want to owe anybody anything. He pokes his chest out like, what was the guy's name? The first Superman that I knew of, George Reeves. You have to really be, you know, a Bluebeard to know who George Reeves was as Superman. You guys remember. You see him on television. He'd put his hands on both sides of his shirt, and then he'd rip it open, and the buttons would all pop. And, and you see the Superman thing, and it says, dun, 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 Superman. Well, it's kind of what this guy has done. He's come out. He's Superman. He's going to save everything and everybody. I don't need anything from anybody, he was saying. I'm going to spend my own money. I'm not going to ask anybody for anything. It's only been a short while, Sam. You know what he's doing?
I heard he's asking for money.
Yeah, no, so if I can't, if we can't trust you on something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that simple. Well, I got my own money. I'm going to finance my own campaign. 3 weeks into it.
And he was in a late one, too.
Yeah,
he was
right.
A late ad.
3 weeks into it, he's begging for money. So why can I trust you? Why would I want to trust you? You lied for something as simple as that. But, you know, Republicans will, you know, that doesn't matter. But I'll say this. I don't care whether it's, you know, Tim Michaels, Rebecca Clefish, or the other Yahoo. Can't think of his name right now. But they're all the same. And any of those three, we can't afford to have in office. We cannot afford to have them in office. And so whether or not it's Clefish, Tim Michaels, or I don't know why I can't remember the other guy's name, we can't lose to any of those three. We can't put a Republican back in the governor's seat because the three of them put together aren't as honest a man as the governor that we presently have in office. And the three of them collectively will never be able to do the job that the governor that we have in office right now has done and is continuing to do. He's done everything within his power, Governor Evers, to help people who need the help the most. The three of those yahoos only want to help the business community. That's it. And the rest of the people be damned. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. See you later, Sam.